Welcome to the Cone Resnick Government Contracting Podcast Series. Uninet and Cone Resnick have joined forces on a new annual benchmarking survey that aims to provide data and insight for government contractors on how the industry is adapting to today's changing environment. And today we're speaking with Christine Williamson, who's a partner and the lead of the government contracting industry practice for Cone Resnick. And she's also joined by Lynn Gummo, who's also a partner in Cone Resnick government contracting industry practice. And both executives have been kind enough to join us today to share some insights about this new benchmarking survey. And Christine and Lynn, how are you both doing today?
We're doing great, Matt. Thanks for inviting us to chat today.
Thank you, Matt.
Absolutely. It's great having you on. Let's start from the top, if you don't mind. Please give us a high-level overview of the benchmarking survey.
So the benchmarking survey this year was the first time that Cone Resnick and Uninet have joined forces to conduct their own survey. In the past, basically, I've been doing this survey for about 15 years, and we relied on internal data and other paid databases, and we felt that it would be more appropriate for us to focus on the market that we really serve to make sure that we had really credible data. So the benchmarking survey, hopefully this will be an annual event, and we had a very good turnout, a lot of contractors in the Washington, D.C., and actually even outside the area were able to participate.
And we think that this is very important, Matt, because government contractors love to compare themselves, and it's really healthy to compare themselves to one another and see the trends so that they can help improve their company, you know, as they grow and mature. So we got a lot of good information from the respondents so far, and we're still getting even more as we kind of cut off the survey on May 31st.
That's great. So let's dive in a little bit deeper and tell us about some of the elements that you tracked for the survey. For example, I believe, you know, benchmarking financial operations against other contractors and the like. Would love to hear more about that.
Sure. So the survey, it had about 23 to 24 questions in it. Probably took 45 minutes to maybe an hour for the government contractor to put together. And we had contractors from less than 25 million all the way up to over 250 million fill out the survey so far. And the questions that we asked for were data regarding to their financial operations. We wanted to take those and then break it down into their operating costs, their indirect rates, and their contract information, and also how many people they have in that back office of HR, recruiting, IT, and contracts, and of course accounting. And compare their operational costs to their employee count. And then also we asked about DCAA and their contract mix. And we got a lot of interesting information that we can share with the government contractor.
That's excellent. So, you know, before we talk about some of the findings, I believe, at least from the initial reports that I've seen, you highlighted some key trends that are happening in the marketplace now. Contract consolidation, perhaps some relief from stringent budgets from the past 8 years. Tell us about some of the high-level stuff that you're going to be showcasing.
Yeah, so as I indicated, we've been doing this for a long time, and I think what we're seeing as far as trends is actually previous years, especially in 2010, contractors were faced with sequestration and the beginning of LPTA. And a lot of contractors didn't react very quickly. So in 2010 and 2011, we saw actually very poor financial results, a lot of situations where indirect rates were skyrocketing. And as the companies started to realize that they had to right-size their organizations, that trend started changing in 2013, 14, and even into 15, where people were really streamlining their operations. They were rethinking what their infrastructure needed to be. And we were starting to see some recovery, not necessarily recovery and growth in the revenue, but at least in profitability and showing some declines in in their infrastructure cost. And so that was a big trend we were seeing coming out of that in 2016. As it relates to people were starting to feel more comfortable about the economy, they're starting to invest more in their infrastructure. And I think one of the other things that was important previously was looking at the indirect rates. And we see trends, especially in fringe benefits cost, where previously you would always see fringe rates going from 29 to 30%. We're seeing those trend up now in certain revenue ranges. So that was another thing that was sort of enlightening as far as how companies' rates are changing as the environment changes.
We're also seeing in 2017 some trends on companies taking low margin work and either selling those contracts off or putting them in a separate division. They're also working on trying to reduce those internal operations by going more virtual, and as well as kind of strategically figuring out, you know, who do they work with and do we want to bid on LPTA? We hear a lot of contractors say that, you know, they're not going to bid on LPTA contracts and really trying to get that contracting officer to move to best value.
Got it. Now, if you all don't mind, let's shift to kind of the secondary part or the kind of the meat of the report itself, where you really go deep in terms of the benchmarking. Of course, you know, there's a lot of data there, which is fantastic. But if possible, can you give us a short overview of some of the key findings from the benchmarking part of the report?
Sure, Matt. So I will give you some specific pieces that we discovered, but I don't want to tell you everything because we have some really good information. We want you to have our people come to visit us when we present. But one of the things we tracked was the accounting system that people are using. There's a lot of speculation that a lot of people going from GCS Premier to one of the other vendors. And I think one of the other things that we talk about is trends within DCAA. And not surprising, DCAA is still way behind in their audits, and they are focusing on incurred cost emissions. But we're also seeing an uptick in other areas like purchasing systems and estimating systems, and doing that not just on large contractors, doing them on mid-sized contractors. So I think that's something that was interesting for us, because we have been spending a lot of time helping a lot of small businesses that are transitioning into larger bids to get compliant with those business systems. So that was another key finding. Christine, did you see other things?
Well, we always have contractors, Matt, ask us about their wrap rate. And it was interesting. We have about 50% of the respondents had a wrap rate of under 2, but then there was still another 50% that had above 2. And that's interesting to us to see, you know, what companies are bidding versus what they're operating at. And that will really help, as I mentioned before, really help people decide in their budgets coming up this fall as to what will their wrap rate be. We also, like we mentioned, track the number of people, of FTEs per function. And it's interesting in the what we call kind of no man's land, the 51 to 100 million size company is still trying to figure out, you know, where do they fit in the market? How many people do they need to operate? And in a lot of our statistics, that category of company was still sort of struggling with cost and struggling with the number of people to operate the company. So once again, we'd love for people to get into the survey and attend our lunch and learn, and we can get more specifics on that.
That's great. And, you know, I'm sure one of the outcomes of pulling together this study, you know, all the time and effort that went into it, is that you probably came away with just like a sense of where things are heading, kind of like a gut perspective. And would love to hear, like, overall what your sense is as to where the government contracting community is headed these days. Are they positive, neutral? How are things feeling for you kind of on a gut level?
I think Lynn and I both agree. There's a lot of positivity in the market. Even though there's uneasiness with the current administration and the delays that it's taking, but you know, a lot of these respondents had work and do have a significant amount of work with Department of Defense. And from everything that they see, you know, defense spending is going to be increasing. As we mentioned, we feel like they're getting away from LPTA. The companies are worried about keeping their employees, so fringe benefits might be increasing. Companies are still trying to pay bonuses, so we saw the G&A rate was still at pretty much a reasonable rate to keep employees. So we're both in agreement that even though that there's uncertainty, there's still a lot of positivity in the government contracting community.
Yeah, and I would echo that too. I mean, we're definitely seeing, even in the number of contracts that were bid, the number of contracts awarded, 2017 looks to be opportunistic for a lot of contractors. 2016, there was a lot of focus around IDIQs and people bidding on that work. There was a record number of IDIQs released last year. A lot of those are still pending award. A lot of those are expected to have task orders this year, so we expect that to uptick. And then, of course, a lot of speculation about the spending in the DoD market, especially with the $350 billion deal made between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. So, and we're actually even seeing some contractors get some initial insight on how that might impact them, which is all very positive. So some of the trends, at least we're hearing in the marketplace, and somewhat that we saw in 2016, was really focused more on their infrastructure so that they can be poised for that growth, start focusing on the marketing and the business development area, and get ready for hopefully be a very fruitful year for our contractors when they have really taken it on the chin for the last seven.
Well, the other promising thing is that the federal budget was passed through 2017, except for we need to be a little cautious because the debt service level needs to be increased before the next budget passes. But as we mentioned, with the stock market doing better, interest rates rising, and tax reform, there's a lot of positivity just in general, we feel, in government contracting and in, you know, companies actually that are working with government contractors, whether it's a technology company, vendors. So we feel like there's a lot of positivity in the market overall.
That's fantastic. And this has been a wonderful interview, and appreciate both of your time today. And before we sign off, anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
Well, we would appreciate people can continue to fill out the survey, and we'll still be taking responses through May 31st. But we do have the two presentations, the first being June 6th up in our Baltimore office, and then on June 14th, we will be having our presentation in the Tower Club. And the registration is open for those events, and we would love to fill the rooms. So please feel free to let your friends know and come. You'll get a free lunch, and you'll get to hear Christine and I give our perspective.
What a perfect way to end this podcast interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive interview with Christine Williamson, who's the partner and lead of the government contracting industry practice at Cone Resnick. And she was joined by Lynn Gumma, who's also a partner in Cone Resnick's government contracting practice. And both executives were kind enough to share some insights about their first or their new annual benchmarking survey that provides data and insight for government contractors on how the industry is adapting to today's changing environment. And Christine and Lynn, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks, Matt.